Look at your neighbor, say the devil is a liar. It's one of them songs you're gonna ride down the street in the summer. You're gonna open the sunroof and roll your windows down so you can raise up this song. I want you to go home singing it tonight. Listen. Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
What the Lord has for me.
What the Lord has for me.
Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
And the truth made me free.
But the truth made me free.
Said I'm gonna run on and see what the end's gonna be.
See what the end's gonna be.
I'm gonna hold on, yeah, till I get my victory. Say the devil is a lie.
Say the devil is.
What the Lord has is for me.
What the Lord has is for me.
Said the devil is a liar.
Said the devil is a liar.
So the truth made me free.
But the truth made me free.
Listen, so I'm gonna stay here. Listen, y'all, I refuse to be run away.
Refuse to be run away.
I'm gonna wait here. And I'ma praise him every day. Hey, y'all say, say the devil is a liar.
Say, say the devil is a liar.
What the Lord has is for me.
What the Lord has
right here, y'all say. Give it to me, darling. I want y'all to say this. And the truth has made me free. Y'all got it? Y'all got it? Let me hear you, church, one more time. Say, and the truth has made me free. Oh. You got it, Joe? Come on, one more time. Say, and the truth has made me set free.
Welcome, family. Good morning, and welcome to Real Talk with Pastor E. Yes, we are continuing with our Real Talk discussions, our dynamic principles based on the message of worship to our God with extravagant respect. Yes, we're going to teach principles that exemplify excellence, commitment, operational efficiency, and loyalty. Yes, we're dedicated to help you, help me, to help you, to help me, to learn more about Jesus and being real. Yes, we're devoted completely to Jesus. We believe that the door to salvation is always open to those who search for the truth. And with open arms, God loves you. God is waiting on you and everyone with equality. Through works of charity and actions of love, we feel that we are walking in the footsteps of Jesus Christ and will reach the lost and unsaved of this world. God bless you. Well, this is Real Talk. This is our continual celebration of mothers this week here on the Now Network. It's been a journey. It's been a journey of memories. It's been a journey of slight pain, but joy and love and tears. And this is a journey that I've taken this week that I've have to admit I've probably just shy away from it because my mother's been deceased since 1987. And it's been a road. So I'm excited just to be able to grow in this new season of 2017 with talking about mothers, but also loving my mother and remembering what can I say to somebody today that would eliminate them from some of the pains and some of the things I had to relive throughout this week by being transparent. That what could I say to help that one young man, that one young lady, to never dishonor a mother? Yes, I want to read this poem. We read it yesterday. Hold on. I think I did. Wait, what did I do with it? Oh, that must not be meant to be. But I read a dynamic poem yesterday about mothers. And it really touched my heart because it said everything that my mother was. I think the end of that poem, Minister Terry, I think I sent it to her, but the end of that poem, it said, can you see the results of you, all of your hard labor, all of the things that you've sown into me? Can you see it now? You know, and some of our mothers are deceased and they may not have got to see that. So I want to encourage somebody today to honor your mother like never before, to honor her, that there's never enough. That was the name of the poem. I want to read that poem again as we get ready to start today. I want to say again, happy Mother's Day to each one of y'all out there. I'm treating y'all like my mother. So a young old, just take it. Love you all. Sometimes I know the words to say to give thanks for all you've done, but then they fly up and away as quickly as they come. How could I possibly thank you enough, the one who makes me whole, the one whom I owe my life, the forming of my soul, the one who tucked me in at night, the one who stopped my crying, the one who was the expert at picking up when I was lying, the one who saw me off to school and spent sad days alone, yet magically produced a smile as soon as I came home, the one who makes such sacrifices to always put me first, who lets me test my broken wings in spite of how it hurts, who paints the world a rainbow when it's filled with broken dreams, who explains it all so clearly when nothing it is what it seems. Are there really any words for this? I find this question tough. Anything I want to say just doesn't seem enough. What way is there to thank you for your heart, your sweat, your tears, and for 10,000 things you've done, for so many years? For changing me for changing with me as I changed, accepting all my flaws, not loving cause you had to do it, but loving because, for never giving up on me when your wits had reached its end, for always being proud of me for being my best friend. And so I come to realize the only way to say the only thank you that's enough is clear in just one way. Look at me before you see what I've become. Do you see yourself in me? The job that you have done? All your hopes, all your dreams, the strength that no one sees, a transfer over many years, your best was passed to me. Thank you for the gifts you give, for everything you do. But thank you, Mommy, most of all, for making dreams come true. What a dynamic poem. That poem is by Rihanna Amelia. And we're going to be promoting that on the event page today, and make that available for anyone to copy and send out to your mother. This was an awesome. I mean, this is just like, wow, this young lady wrote words that just resonated with me. But there's a lot of situations, and this is the real talk of Mother's Day today, is that there are mothers out there that are abused and that are not honored. And we want to change that spirit. We want to change that spirit by teaching the word of God that says mothers should be cared for, that should be honored, that love, that if you don't love your mother, I don't think you even know what love is with God. But look at Mary. We talked about her on Monday in Let's Talk Jesus. Mary knew Jesus from his first breath to his last. She witnessed the crucifixion from the foot of the cross. I mean, can you imagine how she felt? And then Jesus turns to John and says, take care of her, and looks at his mother and says, let him stand in my place as your son. And John lived a very long life, and I believe he took care of Mary until she went to heaven. Remember in John 19, verses 26, 27. I want to read those two verses. It says, when Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, woman, behold your son. Then he said to the disciple, behold your mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her to his own home. And he stood in that place. Jesus on the cross, bearing the weight of the sins of this world, putting them on his shoulder, yet he sees to make sure he took care of his mother. And he made sure she was taken care of way after he was gone. God, Jesus, dealing with these eternal matters, but as a man, he still showed the importance to take care of your mother. You cannot, family, be willfully wrong with your mother and right with God. If your mother is still alive today, I'm speaking to the masses, regardless of your age or hers, you can love her like never before. I want to talk about seven ways that the Lord has shown me to share this morning about loving your mother, loving your grandmother, loving women. Let's just put it, loving women. First of all, women, mothers need to be loved verbally. Yes, they need to hear it. They need to hear it. Yes, they know you love them, and you've told them many times before, but it can never be enough of verbally telling your mother or that woman you love her. Verbally. Second, we have to look at it as a physical love. We have to be able to give hugs without her asking for it. A kiss on the cheek without her, a massage on her shoulder, knowing that she's been working all day or ministering all day or whatever it is. She's the first person that ever touched you. She wrapped you in her womb for months. You came out and you became her first priority. She cuddled you. She stroked your head. She rubbed your feet. She held your little cheeks against her. She gave your fingers little touches. In the love, she did all these things, including grooming us, as that dynamic poem exemplified. Number three, we need to love her patiently. Mothers have an incredible job on top of a job, and most of us mothers worked the job and took care of us. I know back in generations past, mothers stayed home, but as I was growing up, my mother had a business, and then on top of that, she still had the job that she didn't get paid for, was to take care of me and my sister. No position in business compares to the physical, emotional, spiritual commitment to motherhood. No occupation. She rises up at the break of day. Through her task, she races. She cooks the meals as best as she may and scrubs the children's faces. While school books, lunches, homework too, all needed consideration, and yet she still patiently loved us. We need to patiently love women, love mothers. Number four. We need to love our mothers attentively. Amen. That conversation, I apologize, family. get back in there. Did you guys? I want to open the line up to Minister Terry. Minister Terry, could you hear those first three ways to love a mother?
No, family, I just heard on the fourth one coming in on patiently and then attentively. The first three I didn't hear.
So it was talking going on the other line?
It was talking going on right before or right after we started on patiently. But it just went, it skipped number one, two, and three.
Oh, I apologize. Well, I'm going to take you back off and I'm going to go back to one. Did you hear the poem?
I heard the poem and I can relate to the poem. Yes. Praise God.
Amen. I'm going to bring you back in. I'm going to open the lines up for everybody to give a Mother's Day shout out today. I apologize for that interference. As you guys know, we are having the issue with T-Mobile and being able to call in. So we have our conference line linked in, and I did not mute that line. That's why. And I all of a sudden I heard some background, and that's what made me stop. I apologize. Please forgive me. The seven ways that we should love our mothers is, first is we should love her verbally. We need to verbally. We don't have to say it because you know they already know it, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't verbally let them know. We have to speak it out. Women, come on, women, y'all know you need to hear it. You guys verbally need to know that your children love you. You need to hear it, but that your spouse loves you. You need to hear it that your fellow Christian brother and sister loves you, because we must verbally love our mothers. Second, we should physically love her. This was an important one. I'm glad I had to go back over this, because when was the last time you just gave her a hug? You know, I mean, without it having to be Mother's Day, or without her having to ask for it, or just a simple kiss on the cheek, or a rub on the back, or you know, because as I was saying before, she was the first person who ever touched us, the mother. She wrapped us up in her womb for 6 months, became one. And then when we came out, she made us first priority. She held us. She cuddled us. She stroked our heads. She rubbed our feet. She held our little cheeks. She gave our fingers a little grasp. And in love, she did all these things, including grooming us, as that dynamic poem shared. But we must, number two, physically love our mothers. Men, we're talking about loving women too. This is something that we should be practicing daily. And that's one thing about God, is that it's not, shouldn't it just be a one-time instance on May 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, whatever three or four days that works out in the year. But every day should be loving her verbally, loving her physically, and then loving her patiently. Yeah, mothers have incredible jobs. Women have incredible jobs to take on a job and to also, take the position that there is no pay to take care of her children, to take care of her husband, to take care of her household. I mean, the physical, the emotional, spiritual commitment that a mother, those are the characteristics of motherhood, physical, emotional, spiritual commitment. That's a mother. We need to patiently love our mothers. Oh, I know we think we've grown now. I know and I'm speaking to you guys because I know I wasn't like this. I was spoiled and talk back and things that I was able to repent for and to be forgiven for before she died. But it still wasn't good enough, because I could have honored her in that time. And I'm speaking this to someone who isn't doing this, that maybe they hear something in my voice today that says, you know what? I need to love her in these ways. Number four, we need to love her attentively. Yes, your mother listened to all of your issues, all of the stuff that you went through, all of the things that nobody else would sit there and give you time and day on. Mothers love us attentively. We need to love them back attentively, giving them the opportunity to have a good day, giving them opportunity to, it's all about them, instead of it always being about mommy coming in to take care of it. And we know you guys are going to do it. But we need to be better at loving back It's payback time. It's payback time, y'all. Let's call that out for this Mother's Day of the season of 2017. Real talk. It's payback time. Number five, we need to love her gratefully. Gratefully. We need to be grateful for our mothers and the sacrifices that they have done. How they have given up all of their life, all of their, you know, admirations, all of their big time dreams had to be put on hold. Oh, now I know mothers, they reached them later on, but they had to give up a lot. We need to be grateful. Grateful for the sacrifice. Grateful for the truths that they have brought in our lives. Grateful for the loving when we really didn't. Now I'm really being personal about this. Loving us even when we didn't deserve it. I don't know if I'm speaking to anybody else on that today. Real talk. Loving us even when we did not deserve it. When we kept spitting in their faces and disrespecting them, they still loved us. We need to be grateful. Oh, yeah, it's grow-up time today. Number six, we need to love her generously. There is nothing too good for your mother. We could never repay her. But we ought to die trying. It's time to love generously, and to now stop looking at so many of the things that we like, but some of the things that they can watch this can really appreciate. Love your mother generously. And number seven, we need to love our mothers honorably. Exodus 20 and 12 says, "Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee." See, that means we honor them. Honoring them is just like we honor God. I'm serious. Even in Romans 13, it says that all authority was put in place by God. And if you don't respect authority, you don't respect God. And then you bring damnation. You bring damnation on yourself. Now watch this. So if the authority figure in my life and in your life are our parents, and we're supposed to honor them, don't you know we honor them that we see God and not them? God put them in this position of leadership, and they should be honored. We talk about mothers today, though. We need to honor our mothers as we honor God, and we don't see them as a physical sense anymore. We see them as the spiritual God that we honor, that we respect all authority that has been put over us. And yes, if your mother, and some people say, well, my mother wasn't. No, it doesn't matter. It's time to forgive. Oh, I know somebody else over there said my mother did this. It's time to forgive. Oh, somebody else over there said, no. It's time to forgive and bring back the love that they lost. Oh, hallelujah. It's time to bring back all that has been forgotten. Oh, Jesus, it's time to bring back redemption, forgiveness, and love. This is celebration of mothers here on the Now Network. We are, this is just dynamic that God is continually giving us a chance to do better. I know you didn't make it all that way. It doesn't matter. We're talking about right now. Now is the time. Today is the day to grow up. Today is the day to honor. Today is the day to really love our mothers. And I know some of our mothers aren't here. Well, we can still exemplify this love to others that we make up for lost time. We have to love verbally, love physically, love patiently, love attentively, love gratefully, love generously, and most importantly, we need to love honorably. That's it. That's our tribute today on Real Talk with Pastor E for all mothers. I want to say personally, I'm praying and I'm opening up all my love to all mothers that I'm connected to. And if it's just for one day, I'm your son, young, old. I you can be young too. It doesn't matter. I am going to honor you and pray for you and believe for you that God has changed your life like never before. This is a Mother's Day that will never be forgotten in your life. I want to open up the lines and give you an opportunity to give a Mother's Day shout out today. Go ahead and dial 1, that'll bring you into the queue, and we'll get you on the line today to give you an opportunity to share here. I'm gonna bring in Minister Terry first, and if you dial one and you don't get in, that's okay. I'll get you in there, Minister Terry. Happy Mother's Day. We're celebrating you. Well, yes, we are.
Yes, thank you, family. Thank you, and I'm receiving it too in the name of Jesus. And I thank God. I thank God for all the mothers that I know. I thank God for all of those that are doing the job of being a mother. And Pastor E, this is just an awesome because, like you said, mothering, mothers give the gift of life, and God has appointed them to be that for that sole purpose, one of their sole purposes. So I honor my mom and celebrate Mother's Day. She's resting in heaven. So I just honor her, and I thank her for always encouraging me to seek more of Jesus and stay in the Word of God. And as I read her Bible, I just feel her so much in the spirit because I see all the scriptures she has highlighted, you know. And I honor my grandmother because she loved God so much too. And when you have that, but it's on you. It's on up to you to make it personal too. And if you're not a mother and you're not doing what you're called to do, do it now. And I pray for Pastor E, for the mothers out there that are estranged from their children. Some mothers and some children are not speaking to their mother. So I pray that that relationship is mended because the Heavenly Father, He wants them all to just to love. And Pastor E, that point is just personal. You have to take it personal in those seven ways that your mother loves you. Those just hit right on point. But one thing I really loved about my mom, every time I from afar, when we would see each other, it would be, I love you. Even anyone she spoke to on the phone, she would always tell that she loved him. So when a person tells you that, you know, when a person tells you they love you, that God is in them because God is love, you know. So we may not love everything about what people do, but we have the love of God within us to love that person unconditionally, love. So awesome, Pastor E. Awesome, awesome honoring all mothers. Ooh, I thank God. I thank God for all the mothers because it's a job. It's a task. And it's a multitasking responsibility. So God bless all the mothers, and may they all enjoy their Mother's Day. Amen.
Amen. You know, we were even talking yesterday on what's the word? The sacrifices a female takes physically,
yeah.
And childbearing. It's the closest thing to death, but it's also the next thing to life because they produce life.
Giver of life. Yes, they're the giver of life.
Yes. And so that's where, you know, it's just so simple, really, when you look at it, to say you guys need to be honored. And I know the Bible says honor mother and father, but we're talking about mothers right now.
Yes.
And there's a lot of makeup work that needs to be done across this nation when it comes into regards of mothers. Mothers have been taken advantage of and because of their love and have been abused because of their willingness to see beyond our faults. You know, they go through abuse and things like that. So that's what we're really trying to get out today here on Real Talk, is that we tell somebody to tell somebody that's going to tell somebody else that honor your mother. Because when she's gone, I'm going to tell you for real, this is real talk. And I don't talk about, I'm just really starting to talk about my mother. I don't talk about either one of my parents who are deceased, which I love dearly. And I do say this, even from the pulpit, that I feel more influence from them in these days of my life than I did as a kid, because I rebelled and I went against them and everything. And now I can feel spiritual tugs at times in different directions. And I know that they're leading me, you know. But when they're gone, it ain't nothing like mommy. Nothing like her. And when she's gone, you'll regret it for the rest of your life. And today is the day. I hope that somebody gets this, to go make up with your mother. I don't even care if she was wrong or if you thought she was wrong, whatever simple, make it up, get over it. Let this thing go so you can be forgiven and she can too. And then we can get some healthy relationships going back on again. Amen.
Amen. But Pastor, you know what you said though, when she's gone. And I know when my mom left here in 2012, that's when I just got more into the word, more into Christ Jesus, and letting him lead my life instead of me doing things my way. So, you know, it was just something. It was something that my mother instilled me with the love of the word, that after she was gone, that it really registered to me, oh, I'm missing something in life. So that's why I make that my priority right now. Right now is my priority.
Right now, That's right. And I know, as you're saying, just as you were talking, memories of what some things my mother used to say to me that I would just be like, oh, you know, she never missed it. She never missed it. She always could call me out of it. I couldn't lie to her. I couldn't disguise around her. She could call me out on things that nobody else ever could.
That's that wisdom from up above. You know, that's wisdom, though. And they can see. They can just look in your eyes and tell something's not right.
That's right. Amen. Anybody else have a Mother's Day shout out? I want to give you an opportunity. Come on, dial one. We'll bring you into discussion before we end this broadcast today. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, happy Mother's Day. We love you. We honor you. We appreciate you. And we know that God beautifully made you. Good morning, woman of God. See, I'll be throwing people under the bus, and it's okay if you don't say anything. Sometimes it doesn't register when you dial one, and especially for Evangelist Virginia. But that's it, family. I want to read this. I'm gonna read this this poem one more time. I posted it on my Facebook page, and would love for you guys to share it. It's called Never Enough, and we're gonna end with this today. Never enough. Sometimes I know the words to say to give thanks for all you've done, but then they fly up and away as quickly as they come. How could I possibly thank you enough, the one who makes me whole, the one whom I owe my life, the forming of my soul, the one who tucked me in at night, the one who stopped my crying, the one who was the expert at picking up when I was lying, the one who saw me off to school and spent sad days alone, yet magically produced a smile as soon as I came home, the one who makes such sacrifices to always put me first, who lets me test my broken wings in spite of how it hurts, who paints the whole world a rainbow when it's filled with broken dreams, who explains it all so clearly when nothing is what it seems. Are there really any words for this? I find this question tough. Anything I want to say just doesn't seem enough. What way is there to thank you for your heart, your sweat, your tears, for 10,000 things you've done? Oh, for so many years, for changing me for changing with me as I change, accepting all my flaws, not loving because you had to, but loving just because, for never giving up on me when your wits had reached its end, for always being proud of me for being my best friend, for never giving up on me. And so I come to realize the only way to say, the only thank you that's enough is clearly in just one way. Look at me. And this, I love this part. Look at me before you see what I become. Do you see yourself in me? The job that you have done, all your hopes, all your dreams, the strength that no one sees, a transfer over many years. Your best was passed to me. Thank you for the gifts you give, for everything that you do. But thank you, mommy, most of all, for making dreams come true. God bless you, family. Enjoy your mother this weekend and just love on her. Make up with her. Make this thing right. And let's grow up and let's love. Let's love. I'm going to give you those seven ways again. Number seven was honorably. Six was generously. Five was gratefully. Four was attentively. Three is patiently. Two is physically. And number one is verbally. God bless you, family. You are loved, honored, and appreciated. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Yes, there's a queen in you.
Worship the Lord.
There's a king in you.
Let me hear your words of worship.
just worship him today.
Let me hear your words of worship. Come on, y'all, talk to him. Come.
You come from glory.
It's an aristocratic. Listen, the goal of the enemy is to keep you from knowing who you are. But I came to tell you that there's power when you speak. So be mindful of the words you release. See, I know that life has challenged you, but the King in me came to speak to the King in you. You were born to rule, and I came to tell you. Let the kings worship him today. Let the kings worship him. Come on, y'all, let's say it one more time.
You come from royalty.
It's an aristocratic dynasty. The number one goal of the enemy is to keep you from knowing who you are. But I came to tell you that there's power when you speak. So be mindful of the words you release. See, I know that life has thrown you some curves, but the King in me, the ruler in me came to speak to the ruler in you. You were born to rule. And you need to know that there is a King in you. What has happened? The head has become the tail. The lender has become the borrower. What has happened to you? We speak to you today. Is there no King in you? You cry out like a woman in travail. Is there no King living in you? Then why do you speak with such low self-esteem? I came to help you find your inner King. You were born to rule. And you need to know that there is a King. I know that some of you have been molested. I know that some of you have been struggling. I know that some of you have been talked about. I know that some of you have got lower self-esteem. But I came to tell you that there is a King in you. I know that some of you are struggling with addictions. I know that some of you are struggling with financial issues. I know that some of you don't feel like you're smart. You don't feel like you look good. You don't feel like you got what it takes. But I came to tell you that there's a King in you. I know you don't feel well. I know you don't think you look the part. I know that you don't think you got the skills. But I came to tell you that there is a King in you. If there's a King in you, I want you to stand up and let me know you're out there. Where are the kings tonight? Where are the kings? Forget about what you've been through. You are a King. Hey, let the kings rejoice. Let the kings rejoice. You are successful. The King is living in you. The Word is in you.
praise him because
there is a king.
You will make it. You are forever a lender, never a borrower. You are forever above, never beneath. You are forever the head, never